For all of my Love Island watchers and Ace lover and haters, Ace finally has spoken his truth on a podcast. And I'm here to recap it because it's an hour and 11 minutes long. And for those of you who don't like him and don't want to give him views, you can hear it here. Here is part one. And yes, I am using my son's Chicka Chicka Boom Boom palm tree to spill the tea. Ace says that he was super intentional with his interviews and what he did after the show. He didn't want to do any one-on-one interviews until he was sure of exactly what he wanted to say, what he wanted to do, and he didn't want to chase his 15 minutes of fame or clout. Ace is not his real name. It is his nickname, but it has sentimental value. Ace says that he is very thankful for his community and loves to use his gifts to spread positivity. Ace said his intention going into the show was to get to know somebody through and through and didn't want to know anything about anyone's social media, but there were people there that were very concerned about social media following and who had what and how many followers, and he felt like that wasn't very genuine. But he did say that he's not pressed about a prize that he didn't win because he already has a big following and a million followers or something, and the prize was irrelevant to him. Ace said that he did not want to do the reunion because he has a lot of anxiety, but he did want to look people in the face and stand on business and clear some things up. He said some conversations were cut and not shown to the public, but all in all, if you feel like his voice was shaky, etc., it's because he does suffer from anxiety. He says since coming out of the villa, he has felt a lot of depression, which sucks because he's normally a super positive person. But he does feel like production and America has portrayed him as like the villain when that is not the case at all. And he said seeing himself being portrayed as anything other than the child of God is very upsetting. He says him and Shelly met outside of a nightclub. They exchanged social medias and he proceeded to like and comment and like kind of like slide up on things for a while and even go back and like a lot of her old stuff just to be a flirt. But ultimately he never really like knew her. They just kind of met on through social media. Never expected her to be on Love Island. And when he saw her, he was shocked. Ace said that the girls were complaining to him that the guys were not making an effort to have conversations with them or even stepping up. And so he was kind of like motivating the guys to like take that time to chat with the girls. And he said after he was like the most kissed in that challenge or whatever, the guys dubbed him as like the leader, the group leader specifically is what he said. Ace says that the whole Amaya and him situation, there was a lot of things taken out of context and a lot of situations that we didn't see. And the reason boundaries was brought up so much is because one of their first conversations, she talked a lot about like her emotional triggers and traumas in past relationships. And so Ace talked about that as well and wanted to bring up like boundaries and stuff so that their boundaries didn't get crossed since they were new to knowing each other. He said that she is an emotional or sensitive gangster and he loves her, but it was a lot for him. He said a lot of the time she was crying, it wasn't because of the whole boundary situation. That was bad edits towards him. He said that she would be crying about things and venting to him, and then he would talk about boundaries, and then it was edited to look like she was crying about that, I think is kind of like what he was implying. He said that he was raised in Latin culture and that the terms of endearment and calling him babe and stuff are not an issue. He's in LA. People talk like that. Like, that was not the issue. He says specifically he felt like she was claiming her territory by calling him babe or saying this is my babe, etc. It wasn't just a term of endearment or just like a slang term. She was doing it as like a labeling. Which, did we hear the tea on Brian and Amaya and that they're no longer together? Brian posted this. As many of you already know, Amaya and I have decided to go our separate ways. Unfortunately, we were not on the same page, and that is okay. We have both gained clarity that we are on different paths right now. I am thankful for the time we have spent together, and I wish her nothing but the best moving forward. I just want to say, as somebody who has watched this season versus last season, I feel like this was the most, like, disingenuine, I don't even know, not genuine, like, the least genuine group of people I've ever seen on a reality TV show. Like, I don't believe any of these people went on that show for the right reasons. Like, I feel like every single one of them is not genuine. I feel like Amaya is probably the most genuine, and she really believed it. But, like, I didn't believe a single one of these people was actually there for love. And I'm one of the people who doesn't think that Nick is serious about Alandria. I think that maybe she likes him. I think that he is playing for his own benefit, and Ace apparently alludes to that. He said that he doesn't respect how Austin would tell the guys that Amaya wasn't his cup of tea, etc., but then not be able to say it to her face. Ace is somebody who's gonna say it to your face, and he's not gonna hold back. He says that he can understand why people would think he was a bully, but if you really look at it for what it is, he never raised his voice. He never called her name, and he was very clear and concise on how he was feeling and stating his boundaries. And he just doesn't see how that can be seen as bullying. This video is now 5 minutes long, so I'm going to end it, and this is part one. So check back in a few minutes for part two of the Ace interview.